Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Be a chef, gotta take it, wanna meet my wage. There's a last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late. No way out when
welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, the multiple award-winning book, The Age of the Customer. We've won 2 book awards for that book, which I'm very proud of. Thank you for letting me say that. If you accomplish something, I want you to brag about it, too. You know what Dizzy Dean said? Dizzy Dean said, if you can do it, it ain't bragging. But and I said, Brian, that's not the thing to do. I meant, it's okay to celebrate a milestone. It's okay to celebrate an accomplishment, because it is an accomplishment. And so I encourage you to do that. I've got a business milestone coming up next week. It'll be my 26th year since I broke out of the corporate mold and started my own business. I'm kind of excited about that. And we got other milestones coming up later in the year. I encourage you to do all of that. So thank you for hanging out with me. And one of the things I want to talk about today, though, is something a little bit different. You know, last week was a law enforcement week. And one of the things that they did last week, that was done last week, was honoring the fallen, the men and women in blue who paid the price in the line of duty. We lost another one yesterday, I saw in the news. We lost a couple more last week and in Mississippi. Another one, I think, I've forgotten, out west somewhere, I think in Washington, a brand new mother was killed in the line of duty. And on and on. And so we last week we honored the fallen, those who, and my Rotary Club and another Rotary Club do a program every year where we honor these people, and I'm kind of in charge of that program, and we make sure we do that every year. It's appropriate that we do that, folks. These are people I talk about agape love. When I talk about our men and women in uniform, I talk about agape love. You know, the Greeks have 3 ways of talking about love: eros, philo, and agape. Eros is a man and a woman, right? The romantic love. Philo is brotherly love we have for our neighbors, people we know that we're not necessarily related to. But then there's agape. Agape is love is when you demonstrate love to someone that you don't even know. That's what police officers do. That's what men and women in our military do. That's what the people in the emergency technicians, the firefighters, etc. Anybody in uniform anybody that runs toward the danger, when you and I are getting the heck out of Dodge, we're running with our like we stole something, right, to get the heck out of there. They're running the other way. Those people, they're demonstrating agape love for us on our behalf, and I think it's the greatest love of all, agape love, because we're doing it for humanity. We're doing it because it's the right thing. We're doing it. We're not invested in anybody we're helping. We're invested in the notion that what we're doing is the best for everyone. And whoever is doing this in that position. So we wanted to, but lately agape has been tarnished, I think. And I'm upset about it, my friends. And so we asked you in our poll last week what you thought about the tension that's being built up now between the black communities and local police. It's just been going on a lot, right? In Ferguson, Missouri, and in New York, in Baltimore, and other places. And we asked the question, what do you think about that? Only 3% of our folks said they think the problem is due to police unduly profiling black men. 3%. 87 had other ideas. There was enough blame to go around, but only 3% said it was the police unduly profiling black men. If there's one thing that I'm convinced of, my friends, and our poll respondents seem to agree. It's that America does not have a police problem with regard to treatment of black America. America does not have a police problem. Are there exceptions? Of course. Are there bad cops who mistreat black men? Maybe people of all color? Absolutely. No question about that. Are there bad cops? Are bad cops a greater problem than the bad behavior law enforcement officers find in these communities? In my opinion, not even close. And I have to be fair, do my black friends have a right to say that as a white man, I don't know how it feels to be a black person? Of course they do. But it must be said, my friends, that we currently live in a bizarre time when law enforcement professionals are subject to rhetoric and actions that not only presumes them guilty before they're proved innocent, but even makes them more of a target than ever before. How has it come to this in America, when the rhetoric and actions of national leaders elected, appointed, and of course the self-anointed, how has it come to this in America when the rhetoric of these people implicitly and explicitly encourages anti-police behavior that have ultimately resulted in the injury and even the execution of police officers? And these peace officers were murdered while standing a post to protect and serve the neighborhoods that are who have come to complain about them. Where's the national outrage for these fallen men and women? Who is protecting? Who's protesting in the streets demanding justice for our heroes in blue? As the father of a police officer veteran, these things run deep. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.